Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your application and claims today. Treasury.ms.gov.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Good. Good morning and welcome to the Handyman Show, the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios right here in Jackson at Super Talk. Buddy Slowick with you and going to be here until probably 12 o'clock. I got Lance in the glass right next door. I got to tell you something, Lance. They've changed headphones around here.
Okay, yeah.
And you know what? These must be ambidextrous headphones because I can't see a left or a right.
No, you just get to put them on and good to go.
Good to go.
I think some of the older ones, they moved around a little bit.
Yeah.
Those are easier.
These fit really well, but they sound a little different.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure they do.
I like the earpieces personally. But
I like the earpiece fit very well and they're very comfortable to wear too. So
when you're answering a phone. Yeah. What I've learned, it's nice to have the left ear wide open. When I was doing it with those, now Rhino's a pro. He'll just whoop, flip it up. I can't do it.
And this ear is my right ear. I'm like, I have like 10% hearing. I have very little hearing on that. So my headphones, when I get stereo, like when we're playing the music segment, we do stereo.
Yeah.
It's like I can only hear one side of it usually. So I have to put the headphones like over on the side like this.
and I do with yours in our music segment, I always cut it in stereo, and so you have the full depth, and put it on.
Yeah.
Basically, we just run it straight as an MP3, so you can get that full depth of the sound.
Right.
You don't want to cut anything out because when you do it on mono, it's amazing listening to the difference. What you didn't know you were hearing until
it's not
there. Yeah. It's like when the cicadas go away, and you go, "Whoa, hold on,
what happened?"
Or winter comes, and all you hear is nothing for a while. There's no crickets. There's no bugs.
Well, and you can call us anytime. Our phone number is 888-808-8637. That's our Super Talk call in line. Or you may text us, and we enjoy your texts so very, very much. Just send them to us. Anything you have to say at all is just right. Pro, con, I don't care. Just say hello. Whatever you want to say. 601-879-4395 is our C-Spire text line. Love to hear from you. And I think we're going to start today with, let's start with my house. All right. It was Thursday. It showed up on my radar screen that all of a sudden I've got a drainage problem in the house. And that meant I needed to get the drain line. I did some work and found out that the drain piping underneath my house was totally clear. And I did that I have clean outs in front and clean outs in back, drain clean outs. And if I put the hose down them and run the hose just full tilt, if the clean out in back is allowing just stuffed water to flow through it and no debris, that means that underneath the house is pretty clear and that my drain line from the front of the house to the street is clogged. Well, being the handyman, I called some friends and I figured, I can get this problem taken care of. And they said, sure, we can help you. And they said they'll have somebody call me. And they did, probably within 20 minutes, somebody called. And I talked to this plumber who's, oh, yeah, man, I'm sorry you're having that problem. I can take care of you tomorrow. I said, well, that'll be fine. He said, I don't know what time because I do have a couple of things I have to take care of first, but I will call you and let you know when I'm going to be there. I said, great. So he's supposed to show up Friday. I'm sorry. And here I was just kind of hanging around waiting because I knew he was going to call. It meant not going to lunch and all that stuff. And that's okay. I had a problem. I want him to fix it. Well, at about 1 o'clock, I get a call or a text from him. Sorry, I can't be there till Monday. And it took me 2 seconds to get to my phone and write the word text out, cancel. That's all I had to say. And he went, sorry, I wish I could be there today. And I had no response at all to him. I figured.
Yeah, you're like, me too.
You tell me that you're going to be there, and then all of a sudden, when the time you're supposed to be there, I get a message saying you can't make it till the next day. That's what I call not good customer service. And will I ever call that plumber again? No. No, I won't. So I got on the phone and called another friend who happens to know some plumbers, and he recommended somebody, and I called them, and within 20 minutes, they called me back, and then within an hour of that 20 minutes, they were there at my house. So it's... And they did a great job, and of course it was a bulk payment, which I had to pay them, but that's okay. Plumbing is expensive to get done correctly, and they did it correctly, so I was real proud of them. But having told that story is, you know, I dwell an awful lot on service, how it's important to customers to get the proper service and the proper treatment from a vendor or somebody who works in your house is to take care of situations. And it's so important to me that people do what they say they're going to do and be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. And if that doesn't take place, I have no use for that company at all. And having said that, I've run now for I don't know how long without a plumber or a plumbing institute on this program because, one, let me tell you, folks, the plumbers are busy, and they don't need to do a whole bunch of advertising because they're just going from place to place to place to place. But I am always interested in having a good plumber be part of our VIP sponsors on this program. So if you have a plumbing business and you want to achieve some advertising that's very effective going statewide, hey, give us a call here at SuperTalk. We've got people who will be happy to talk to you about that, get you involved in SuperTalk and how you can do that, and get you involved also in our media service. We have a great media institute which creates web pages and all sorts of does things that I'm not even aware of, but they are very good here at SuperTalk. TeleSouth, even very good companies. So that's the way I feel about, you know, that situation. My plumbing's fixed, everything's hunky dory, and I'm happy now. And of course, that brings up another point that I wanted to discuss this morning, and that's the point of anxiety. A lot of people in the same situation would have their anxiety just really almost overwhelm them. It would be almost more than they could handle. Now, I have to admit, I did have a little of that, but I didn't have much of that because I knew sooner or later it was going to be solved, whether today or tomorrow, I don't know when it was. But it's a matter of not getting really worried or concerned about it because it's an issue and it happened. And I needed to get it taken care of. And that's, in my mind, that's all there was to it. To worry about it and to fret about it isn't going to do the plumbing any good, isn't going to do me, is definitely not going to do me any good. So I really do believe in not worrying about things a whole lot, just kind of moving on, getting things taken care of. So, boy, isn't that a strange way to start this program?
Well, I mean, my grandfather, and you know, he's been gone a long time, but he had the way of thinking that you always wanted to emulate in a way.
Yeah.
He would always say, worry about the things you can fix and don't worry about the things you can't. That's what other people are supposed to. The people, things you can't fix, there's other people that have figured that out and you hire them.
That's right.
Things you can fix, you go do that.
You go do that.
And that's the way life's supposed to kind of work, you know?
unfortunately, in this day and age, it doesn't. A lot of people get really uptight about situations that they can do nothing about, and they're really concerned about it and worried about it, and it's something that all that worry and all that concern isn't going to do one iota of good, one little drop of good. So your grandfather had a good outlook on life. That's great.
He did well, and you know, he had that kind of Teflon mindset. Things didn't stick to him, and he didn't let them.
What happened to you?
Exactly. Worry about too many things. He had a head full of hair, and not I.
Well, that's okay. We're glad you're here, Lance,
and you've
got a lot of your grandfather's traits. I'll tell you, that's for sure. I know you have.
Well, you learn from the best and people that you know you have a lot of you look up to. I've had so many of those in my life that it's hard to not think I've been greatly blessed by not just family, but people like you and Paul Gallo and Nelly and you know, Kim Dillon and the crew around here and Will, Rick Mize and Oxford. I've just had so many wonderful people to be thankful to have had as mentors.
Yeah,
and you try to take the best. And
you're talking right about the Super Talk group. They're such a good group of people.
And you go anywhere around this state and meet people from this organization, this company,
that's correct.
And they're welcoming. They're nice. They're sharp. They're open to ideas and creativity.
Right.
They listen for a living.
Right.
We do get paid to talk, but first we have to listen a lot. And you research things. I mean, it's really a fun job. But I mean, I've you know, even in finance, and I had great people that I was around, learned so much, met so many wonderful people. And again, the things you don't know, you can learn them. It takes a little effort.
And you're right about one thing. You learn more by listening than you do by talking, because you tend to absorb that. And I've got that down pretty good to where I don't even say things that sometimes I want to say, but I know it's probably not appropriate to say that at that time. So therefore, it's better left unsaid, and it's better to be quiet and just maybe listen.
Yeah, you get it's. You learn more, I think. I've always found that there's so many limitations I have as a person, as a human, as a man, so many things I fail at, so many things I'm not good at. It's you want to focus on the things you're great at, but at the same time, you got to look in the mirror every now and again and realize what your shortcomings may be and go, I could be a better listener. I can be better at this. And
so
I try to self-improvement a bit. And I think what we do on Saturdays and talking about gardening, people, you know, they want to make something more beautiful. They want to appreciate that. And handyman work, you're taking something where you want to change something from this to that. And I love that process that is kind of the rejuvenation or the planting or the watching something grow, watching something change, and you having impact on that. And it's something great about working with your hands. It's about great about being outside, doing things that challenge you a bit, that aren't just easy and the routine and the same old,
because but when you can't get in a rut. But when you accomplish
it, man, you feel so good. That's when you go, oh, I can go eat the Ichiban buffet and not think bad about myself. I did enough to justify 4 hot dogs with chili and cheese today.
You can't talk about food on this show.
Oh, we already had Trey sending biscuit photos this morning, so I had a banana on the way in.
Yeah.
Trey sending buttered, self-rising flour-grown biscuits.
Unbelievable stuff. Well, let's get back to doing some handyman stuff, at the Build Mississippi Studios. A great company, by the way, great organization, Build Mississippi. And Brent, who is the president of Build Mississippi, he's been so busy in the past couple of weeks that we'll get him on here shortly and talk about what Build Mississippi is.
Well, they've had a complete rebranding.
A new branding.
That's not an easy thing to pull off.
And no, and there's a lot of people involved in that, and he's been so busy. Been so hard. But I talked to a lot of people at his work, and really, really, really nice people. But at any rate, let's go back. I want to kick back a little bit to last week. We got a call from a lady in Iowa, was it?
Yes, sir.
And she was asking about roofing. And I told her what I thought and gave her the information that I had. And I got a text message from somebody, a good friend, by the way, who said, it's important that a manufactured certified roofer is selected. And what that means, a manufactured certified roofer, means that the roofer himself, the man who heads the crew or the owner of the roofing company, goes to the manufacturer's facility and spends the day learning how the roofing is made, learning how the roofing is sized, learning, and then sits in a room where actually learns about proper application, where nails go, how many nails to use, what length, just everything. They teach them everything about roofing that can possibly happen. That's what a manufacturer certified roofing person gets. And then they give him a certificate that's saying, on this date, he came to one of our seminars and is a certified manufactured roofing company applier. So if you're going to hire a roofer, hey, ask them, are they a manufacturer certified roofing person? Because roofing is, and I've said it over and over again, it's one of our first defenses against the weather and against water, and it works very well if it's put on properly. And most roofing is designed to last forever if it's put on properly. But that falls into every category that we talk about, put on properly. Everything has to be done just as it should be done, and that's important to do. Important. All right, so I just thought I'd send that information out there, and thank you for that information, friend. It was a friend, by the way. He gave me that stuff, and it was good. And I knew it because I worked with a man one time who had gone to one of those certified roofing seminars and came back with more information than his head could hold, actually. All right, let's move on a little bit to framing. And again, I'm going to talk a little bit about hurricane straps and metal hangers. They are all make nail joints much stronger, because nail joints, where two pieces of wood are nailed together, it's strong. Yes, it's strong. But how strong is it? It's not strong enough to withstand some of the weather that's coming our way. And so a lot of the municipalities and counties have gone to requiring hurricane straps or hurricane clips in certain areas of the house, whereas for a long time they were only in the code in an area that is prone to earthquakes and tornadoes and whatnot, and hurricanes like Florida. But they're getting more and more in every code book out there, and they will be getting more and more in every code book out there. But my opinion is, hurricane straps are great. The newer ones are much better than the older ones, because they're coming out all the time with newer ones, and the newer ones have more nail holes in them, and now they offer nails that actually can apply them with a nail gun, a power gun, where you can actually apply your steel straps or your galvanized straps, your galvanized clips with nail guns. And the proper amount of nails should be used in them, because that is your home strength, and that really can make a big difference. So I recommend people just look at that more and more. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Showroom, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. My name is Buddy John. Merrill from Amada is going to be with us on the phone. We're going to talk a little bit about what Amada Senior Care is all about. Don't you go away. Be right back.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one-stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
Drive my ships to the moon.
Led Zeppelin, just kicking us off here in this second segment. My name is Buddy Slork, Mississippi's handyman at the Build Mississippi Studios, and I'm going to. Shirley is texting us again from Collins, and Shirley, I will address your situation with the windows, but I've got a guest I've got to talk to right now, and I will get back to you, and I will definitely talk about it. So hang in there, Shirley, be with us. And on the phone with us right now from Amada Senior Care, John Merrill. Hey, John.
Good morning.
How are you
Good
today?
Morning. Doing great. It's, beautiful Saturday.
It is a beautiful Saturday. It's a little cool in the studio here. We're outside. I didn't feel it at all, but I got inside here and I had to put on a jacket. That's the way it goes.
You mentioned those windows. It's funny. When that storm came through the other night, my windows, I was worried about them.
Yeah.
They hit them like a brick.
Oh, yeah.
That was tough weather. But we survived it, and we're out there working again.
Oh, but
got to tour some rural areas visiting with clients all week, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing is reviewing long-term care insurance plans. You know, we've talked about that. I've really had a busy couple of weeks doing that and helping families get set up with their service and, you know, providing the caregivers so they can stay in their home, stay independent.
Well, addressing the same situation, I kind of want to ask you this question. I know it's probably not fair to ask you this, but I'm going to anyway because that's just the way I am. Long care term insurance, I think, is a very important thing to have a hold of, and I know that you do end up explaining the value and the use and how to use it to almost everybody that talks to you about long care term insurance, and you know an awful lot about it.
Right, and I don't sell it, but I do know that a lot of the reps that do sell it, and you know, it is a great product. I think you're seeing more and more on it, especially for our generation.
Right,
you know, the 50s plus ages, and I get asked the question all the time, when do you buy it? And, of course, I think that's one of those financial advisor questions so he can look at your whole financial situation and help you make that decision. But yeah, what I do is I'm from the perspective of a claim. In other words, when you go to use it, I've got the experience and the knowledge and the systems in place, quite frankly. We spend a lot of money, invest a lot of money in our clocking in and out and all of our platforms are built around helping people file those claims with long-term care so it takes the burden off the family. But yeah, I just said go one step by step, explain their benefits as it's going on their schedule and what it means. There's a lot of terminology, like anything, that a lot of people have never heard of elimination there's different waiver premium, just verbiage that most people don't remember that when they talk to their rep when they sold it to them. So I go over all that and explain how to use it and, you know, tell the type of care that that is required.
Right.
You know, a lot of people say, well, I was told that if I go to the hospital, I can go home and this insurance will kick in. Well, that's not necessarily true. It's called long-term care insurance for a reason because it's anticipating that you'll need care for more than 90 days and you need the right kind of care. In other words, you need assistance with your activities of daily living. And I go through step by step what that means is different activities of daily living. And then, you know, I can do an assessment pretty quick when I meet someone and say, look, I think you're qualified and here's your benefits. You can use them now or you can hold off and use them later. You know, I let them make those calls. And a lot of times once we get through, they say, man, I would have never understood that. And
really
want to talk to you before you call the claims department because there's so many things that I need to coach you on just so you'll get the best outcome.
Really, the wrong word in a claim process can really just throw you out the window. I mean,
absolutely.
Just one word if you put in the wrong place at the wrong time. So you do have to know how to file a claim that the insurance company will accept.
That's correct. And then the paperwork behind it, you know, I have a step-by-step process I guide the families on, and they won't tell you that over the phone when you talk to them. They're very nice in the claims department, but, you know, they're going to try to delay, hopefully, that long enough where you forget or get so frustrated you'll just give up on it. And we try to systematically approach it with, we're going to file the claim, we're going to get it approved as soon as possible, we're going to work through the elimination period together. And it seems to work. I've got, like I said, I've been really busy out in the field, and a lot of families have these policies, and they may live out in the country, and it's amazing to me that sometime back in the 2000s, there were reps that were going out in the country and calling on people house to house, and I just can't imagine that today, going out
yeah.
rural areas. But the families have the long-term care insurance policies, and you know, I'd love to go out there and meet them and sit over the table and explain how it's going to be used, or if you need it, or when you need it. I'd love to talk to the children.
When you, like most people nowadays, have their insurance grouped at one place, or you know everything. Can you call your insurance person, whoever that may be, and just say, "I'm interested in a long-term care policy. Can they create it, or is there a special place you need to go?"
There's multiple places. There's places that actually they sell their own products. New York, Bankers Life, but mostly. You have a financial advisor, someone
yes.
that's coaching you on, you know, helping you get to your retirement age. And
sure.
they have multiple people that they represent that have the private long-term care insurance policies. And they can, you know, there's a lot of flexibility with them.
Right.
That, in other words, you can pick and choose different parts of the policy that you want. And that's where, you know, I'm pretty good at coaching the coaches, so to speak, the sellers. We work together to kind of make sure the clients that they have, you sell them something that's beneficial and not just something.
Yeah, just a piece of paper.
Down
yeah,
the road.
Yeah.
The cost of healthcare just going through the roof. You really want to project down the future how much healthcare costs are going up. And as we've seen in the last few years, it's gone way up.
It's gone way up. It has. Well, that kind of, unfortunately, gets around to my question is really, and I know you don't sell insurance, so you probably, that type of insurance, any kind of insurance, so you probably don't have, now you may have an answer to this, you may not. Is long-term care insurance, like all the other type insurances that we deal with in this year, have gone up and have escalated in cost? Is the same thing happening in health, long-term health care? Are policies more expensive today than they were like 5 years ago?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the answer. I would imagine so.
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah.
Changing the products, a lot of them are morphing them into, you know, having a life insurance component along with the rider for long-term care. They're kind of morphing policies and trying to get it where it's affordable, and yet it's also part of your financial retirement package. It's something
right.
that'll protect the risk of having a long-term care or going to a nursing home for a very long period of time and wiping out all your assets. So
right, yeah.
And again, there's so many different products out there. I think it's good to talk with your financial advisor. They're so good at it, and I love meeting the financial advisor. I learn something from them every time.
Well, on top of understanding your long-term care policy, if it turns out that you end up filing a claim and it ends up where you actually do need assistance at home, Amada seems to know how to provide that.
that's what we do. And, you know, this was the long-term care just came along because, you know, families were trying to pay for my services and were getting really, they were struggling trying to get reimbursed from the long-term care insurance companies. And so, you know, the number one thing is providing the right caregiver. And
right.
we've talked about that over time. You know, it's got to be a match. It's got to be somebody that meets your needs and somebody that, you know, personality-wise, meets your needs.
And that's more important than people realize.
It's crucial. And it's hard sometimes to find personality matches, and people are very understanding.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, we want to do what's right for the family.
Sure,
period.
Sure.
And of course, they're my employees, so that's the benefit of using an agency like mine. We, you know, they're my employees, so if there's something that doesn't fit right, you say, "John, look, let's try somebody else. I love so-and-so, but I'm not sure it's the right fit." And boom,
right.
we'll move them to another family and try to bring in the personality and let the family interview them and get comfortable that this is a good possibility of a fit. So
that's the benefit
of agency. You don't want to just get on the internet and call one of these on-site, online things, and they send somebody to your door that they've never met. You know,
yeah, right.
It just doesn't, that's not safe, and it doesn't make sense. And
no,
please, don't 1099. That's not the way to go.
Whether
my responsibility.
I agree with that. And if you're looking for somebody to come into your home and help you do, or help your parent, or help somebody you know do, that's a senior that needs some assistance, Amada is a great company to call. They do have availability people who will do everything from light grocery shopping to light house cleaning, whatever needs doing around your house that a senior can't do or needs help doing, you have a person willing to do that, willing to help them, and become really basically part of their family.
That's it. And we love matching up caregivers with families and have them call us in a couple weeks and say, we just love so-and-so. They're the best thing that ever happened to us. And,
yeah.
You know, that's what we want to hear, and that's what our goal is.
Well, if you have an employee go in and do a service to somebody and help them so very much, that person feels good because that was taken care of and not a hassle, and yet their family, their kids who are really in charge of the whole situation and watching the whole situation that may live 1,000 miles from here can still find out and still feel very comfortable to know that their parent or a person they care about so very much, that elderly person, is being taken care of properly.
Oh, there's no question. And the great thing is when caregivers, they feel like, you know, they feel very good about what they do. And they should. I mean, it's a ministry in a sense. It's something bigger than yourself. And that's what I want to attract, caregivers that are truly people that love to take care of our seniors. They understand, they've learned over the years how to deal with people that have a form of dementia. That's really critical to know. It's a different disease, or, you know, just the skill sets. And that could be a retired nurse that wants to get back into direct patient care without all the paperwork.
Right.
Honestly, it's not medical, quote, care, but it is something that you can get back to a person. You can go and be companion, you know, or help them get their personal care needs taken care of. You know, like housekeeping, you mentioned that, cooking, you know, driving them. I had families that, man, they just wanted somebody to watch movies with them at night so they can go to sleep and make sure they don't fall out of the bed, you know. So,
yes, sir.
There's lots of opportunities for CNAs, for LPNs, RNs, if you just really want to get back into it and come join a company that we love what we do. My whole staff is just incredible. I'm so proud to be associated with them. And, yeah, I would just say another thing, buddy, is we cover the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I think we've had a lot of success down there because of the growth in that area. And I'd love for anybody down there to reach out to us. Can I give the number?
Oh, please. I was going to ask you. Yeah, let's find out. How do we reach out to you?
Yeah, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, including Hattiesburg South, I guess that's the Pine Belt, it's 228-216-2448. Yes, 228-216-2448. And the statewide number is 601-864-3752. I'd love to hear from you. We monitor those phones 24/7. Obviously, if you want to come by and visit, we have an office in Bay St. Louis, and we have one in the Jackson area. So reach out to us. We'd love to meet you. And, you know, if you have a family member, you maybe want to come talk to us one-on-one before you introduce them or talk to them about having caregivers. It's always a good approach so you can get to meet us and describe the type of caregiver that you would like in your family's home. And we could do that kind of a consult, or I can come to the house. I love doing that. And certainly if you have a long-term care insurance policy, I can review that with you and let you know when and how to use it. And hopefully we can take care of you and have a caregiver that meets your family needs.
Well, I think that's a great thing. And you going to their house would be just such a great thing, because they come away from that meeting knowing that they've just met a fine person, and that person is talking about things that need to be accomplished, and that person has the ability, being you, that can get all of these things accomplished with somebody that is qualified really, really well. So I think that one-on-one meeting, face-to-face meeting, is probably very important.
It is. It builds that trust, and that's what it's all about, trusting and me understanding their needs and let my staff know, you know, what their needs are. So it's a fun process, and look forward to meeting families, you know, every week. It's so much fun.
Something I've run across and I thought about a little bit this week is I happen to know, I guess 3 or 4 nurses, and they're all working like crazy 12-hour shifts, and all of them are very close to burnout right now. And you don't do that to your employees. They're not facing 12-hour days or 14-hour days.
Oh, they can. And you know, but it's one of those things. Everybody's built different. When I started this, my my families that needed 24/7 care, I elected to go like I did in the nursing homes hospital and do 12-hour shifts because it's fewer people coming into the house. And those shifts that change at 10 o'clock at night, or, you know, it's just, you really want to keep as few people going in the house as possible.
Yeah.
In a certain day. So, yes, we did the 12-hour shifts, and a lot of nurses like that because they're done in 3 days.
Maybe. John, I'm about to run out of time. Can you hang on just a minute? We're going to take a short break.
Absolutely. Yes,
sir. Handyman Show, Biltmore, Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, greatness starts with Ford F-150. F-150's performance does the talking with its Pro Power Onboard, a class-exclusive, industry-first feature that turns your truck into a mobile generator. F-150 trucks, built Ford tough. Greatness starts here. For more about the Pro Power Onboard feature, visit your local Mississippi Ford dealer today.
Hi, I'm Josh.
As sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure.
Hey. Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show at Biltmore, Mississippi Studios. We're talking with Amada Senior Care. John Merrill is on the phone with us. And John, a lady had texted in while we were taking a break about the need for long-term care. She said her husband just spent two months, does it say yes?
2 years.
2 years in a home, and it cost a small fortune, but
yeah,
she did have long care term, which helped, you know, a great deal.
Absolutely.
And she's so happy that we're talking about that, so I'm glad that she understands that that's an important thing to have.
But, it is, and you're talking about $8,000 a month for nursing homes. That's kind of rough range, so it's big money, and, you know, but when you need it, you need it.
Yeah, that's right. When you need it, you need it. What I was going to bring up, and I wanted to bring up before your time was up, was to talk about the facilities that are out there. There are many different type. I mean, there's assisted living communities. There's large and small residential care communities. There's specialized care. There's places, actually, there's adult family homes. There's senior care homes.
Yes.
That would take... I mean, and a lot of people end up going from a hospital maybe to one of those homes, but they really have not done proper research, nor do they have the ability to do proper research to know if that's the correct place they should be going to.
That's correct. And that's part of the coaching I can do. You know, my original background was in nursing home administration, and I worked in hospitals, and I understand the continuum of care is what they call it. It's from, you know, when you go to the hospital and you get treated, that's where it begins, but then you have decisions you're going to have to make. For example, if you have a hip replacement or maybe broke your hip or just things like that, that you know you're going to have to do some rehabilitation. I mean, that's where decisions need to be made as soon as possible, or study it right now. Where are you going to go? What facilities will meet your needs, and what are the requirements to facilities? And I can talk through a lot of that with the families and have done that quite often,
right,
including my own family.
Lance has something he has to add.
Hey, John, thanks again for being with us today. You're always so informative and upbeat. One question I have, you know, I sit around and listen to this Medicaid debate as it goes on weekly and kind of continues through the legislature. Is there anything that affects your customers with, say, the Medicaid expansion, or is there anything that you're aware of out there that is good or bad for the industry maybe right now? And what are you seeing out there? Just some kind of open-ended thoughts there that maybe you could share. There's a lot of questions about that stuff all the time.
Yes, and there's no question. Medicaid is a huge resource for families. They do have provisions, Medicaid, for home care. You have to be a provider that meets your criteria. I don't provide that at this time. I think they have lots of programs that can help families. But, you know, as far as expansion, you know, that's a political football I've been watching forever. I think if Mississippi can afford it, there are a lot of families that they're in a tough spot where they may make just over the threshold how much and too much, and they can't go on Medicaid. You know, that's a whole thing. There's plenty of advisors out there. I have resources that can help families talk through those things. You don't want to kind of wait to the last moment. If you have assets, there's several attorneys that I've got to know over the years that are wonderful at explaining what families should do and maybe walk you through a program to prepare for long-term care. And that doesn't necessarily include long-term care insurance. It's really planning your assets and all that. And I think those are important things for families to discuss around the kitchen table and say, look, we may need to talk to a state attorney, you know, an elder law attorney.
Sure.
And let's plan that out. But as far as the Medicaid, that's a huge program. It's a benefit to a lot of families. I don't participate in it this time. But the VA has their programs as well, and that's something I'm participating in. It's real beneficial for our veterans to understand their benefits and access them. And that's the part that I think we'd see on the news all the time. The access is one of the harder things for veterans, and we try to help there. I mean, just as much as we can. But
well, and there are tons. I mean, Mississippi is a veteran-friendly, tons of military folks who have served in the military here, who have retired here, who grew up here. So I appreciate you mentioning that, because there are you get those questions from veterans, and, you know, where do you go? What are my benefits? And those things can be extremely complicated, but you're the type that they could give you a call, and you would be happy to walk them through it or even point them to the right people, correct?
I think that's exactly right. Point the right people, because the VA has so many programs that I don't know them all by any stretch, but there are resources that we have in Mississippi that, you know, we do support our veterans. In fact, my father, my brother, and my son are all Army National Guard guys, and, you know, I've loved the fact my dad used his benefits the last few years of his life. I mean, he needed it. I mean, he loved going to Keister and getting his medicines once every 3 months. He thought that was an awesome place to go, and I guess they got a condo or something down there, and they enjoyed the beach and got his medicine. So he really took advantage of that program for his benefit.
Well, and those folks have great commissaries, too. I can tell you, I had a couple of clients that they would go only to the commissary to get certain things like the liquor. Like, man, that's where I'm driving up to Millington, man.
John, you have to forgive Lance. He's talking about food a lot this morning. We appreciate it.
We all got to eat.
That's right. Well, John, if you will, again, give out those two phone numbers that we can get to tomorrow.
Again, the Pine Belt, Mississippi Gulf Coast, 228-216-2448, and statewide, Jackson office, 601-864-3752. We'd love to hear from you, and caregivers, please come see us, as well as families. If you want to discuss your care needs, I'd love to meet with you.
And if anybody gets confused, all you need to do is look up Amada in your search engine, and it'll come up, man. And believe me, they offer services. They offer things on the website that show so much of what they do. But there is still nothing better than having a one-on-one, face-to-face conversation with John himself.
Well, and these guys are A-plus certified Home Care Standards Bureau, NCRP certified fellow. Website has great information, but those are huge. Yeah. They really are.
Yes. Yeah. That's a tough one to earn, but that's my staff. Everybody's just really play well together.
Well, we're proud to have you as a sponsor on this program, and just look forward to talking to you every time we have you on. And we just thank you very much, John, and I hope you have a great, great weekend.
Thank you. Y'all too. Appreciate y'all.
All right. You take care, man. Enjoyed it. John with Amada Senior Care. They really are in the business of taking care of seniors and know how to do that, as well as, if not better than most.
And that kind of leads me to some, you know, just thoughts. And you see people adding just kind of as people age and we have a population that is aging,
yes,
and you know, the handrails and the steps and making sure this time of year after the winter you don't have soft wood and things where your feet are going, and
right,
you know, that kind of stuff is very important to prevent something that in the elderly community is a plague, and that's falling. You've right. got to be able to, you can't leave those feet, and you know, this time of year. So if you're thinking of doing some things this off season, or as we got, you know, making sure the floorboards of the stairs going into the house and the rails and those things are affixed, taken care of, so that when you grab a hold of one of those things, you don't go spilling out over some concrete.
Yep.
Because we've had a rough winter and a rough, you know, spring coming with rain and all that. So just paying attention to those little things like that as we talk about senior care.
Big difference. Mm-hmm. It sure can. All right, I'm going to shift gears a little bit and get back to Shirley and Collins. I see the picture of your home with the two beautiful picture windows in it, and Shirley, we're running into a break again. I will get back to you. I promise we'll talk about this, but coming up next is our music segment, and we'll try to fit you in somehow. We'll get you in before 12 for sure. Build more studios. Listen to the Handyman Show on Super Talk. Be back in a few.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online. With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
This is
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Yeah, oh, well, this Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi from the Build More Studios here in Jackson. And at 11 o'clock, we always do a music segment. And I thought, being that we had such a major event this week, like the eclipse, it took up more airtime than anything I've seen in a long time, but it was very, very special. So I thought I'd do a segment on kind of things that deal with the sun. And I don't think there's any better way to start that than a song that George Harrison ended up writing. It's called Here Comes the Sun, and we will listen to it in just a minute. But I like the song Here Comes the Sun, but I always try to do something different. So I've listened to probably six or seven different people do versions of that particular one. And then I went and read how the song was written. And then I went back and listened to the Beatles do Here Comes the Sun. And I ended up liking the Beatles version better. It had more sincerity or life or more to it. But the way the song was written was, George Harrison was a real good friend of Eric Clapton's, and Eric was staying over the house on a long weekend at George's estate in the suburbs of London, and he does have a beautiful estate, his wife and family still probably does, with gardens and fields and hills. Well, early that morning, George and Eric were out just kind of walking around, enjoying the gardens and enjoying sitting in the grass. And they both had acoustic guitars. And Eric said from the time they went out until lunchtime, George sat and fiddled with a song that he was trying to write. about Here Comes the Sun, because they did watch the sun coming up. And he worked all morning on that, and Eric was like just blown away that George was writing such a massive, great, incredible song. And then he put it away and didn't finish until years later, which it turned out to be absolutely wonderful. But the Beatles did Here Comes the Sun, and it is a great, great version. Let's listen to Here Comes the Sun from the Beatles.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
It's all right, for sure. Here comes a great song, and what a beautiful thing. I mean, where would we be in this world without the sun? Simple, we wouldn't. We wouldn't, period. That's all there is to it. Well, next, there's a group called Nazareth. And Nazareth is a group that is a Scottish group, a Scottish hard rock group that worldwide is very, very famous, but only had one major hit in the United States called Love Hurts. And some people may remember that Love Hurts from this Scottish hard rock band. But they also have a song called Sunshine. And Nazareth got their name, by the way, from the song that the band did called The Wait. The song goes something like, pulled into Nazareth, and they're talking about Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and that's where Nazareth got their name from that. And just a piece of information, Nazareth, Pennsylvania is where Martin guitars are made. It's the same city. Amazing. But at any rate, Nazareth picked their name from that song, from listening to the band quite often. And they did a song called Sunshine. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Nazareth doing Sunshine. So let's hear what they have to say.
Sunshine. Season, peace and love in you.
song. Great group, Nazareth, by the way. I've heard a lot of what they've done besides their major hit in the United States, Love Hurts. We used to do that when I was on the road, Love Hurts, when that came out, because such a powerful song. But Sunshine is a powerful song, too. Very good group. Well, next, I'm going to go to a group that I know a little bit about, Aerosmith. They're from Massachusetts. I'm from Massachusetts. And as per coincidence, my sister happened to work for Aerosmith for quite a while, and I got to meet a lot of the guys in Aerosmith. It was a lot of fun. But they also have a song called Sunshine, which, wow. But they've sure, Aerosmith has made a mark on rock and roll forever. I mean, 100 years from now, people will still know the name Aerosmith and how much it meant to music in today. Because music means so much to each and every one of us, in maybe a little different way, but it gives feeling and emotion to things that we don't have feeling and emotion for. But here's Aerosmith with a little bit of Sunshine, rock and roll. Pretty amazing stuff. Sunshine has a big impact on our lives, totally. And I'm kind of curious, there's been so many songs, whether you talk about, all sorts of people did songs about the sun. What is your favorite Sunshine song? Text us, and we won't get it on this week, but we will get it on next week or the week after for sure, because we do want to make sure we get out the music that the people want to hear when we do the music segment. And I think Sunshine, everybody has their favorite Sunshine song. Send us a text, let us know.
Ain't no sunshine when it's raining. Tom Jones performing, that's probably my favorite.
Yeah, but there's an awful, ain't no sunshine.
There ain't no sunshine when
who
it
did
rains.
It originally?
I'm not sure, but I love the Tom Jones groove. He's such a cool dude.
He is always 100%.
Got great, great moves, yeah. Great hair. Little mini fro thing going. I mean, he's just awesome, dude.
And he's a band leader and a half.
You got that right.
I mean, he keeps those guys straight. Kind of, he runs a band the same way. What's his name?
Prince.
Yeah.
Prince was like that.
Look out! Yeah. You better do it right,
or you're gone.
Oh, you're gone. But yeah, I enjoy it so very much, Sunshine. The last person I want to talk about a little bit is. First, I'm going to give you my opinion of Pink. I didn't really want to listen to Pink because the name right away put me off. I'm sorry. I just did. So I didn't really get into understanding what Pink was all about. But then I happened to be surfing one day on the channel, surfing channels, and ran into a Pink concert and was absolutely just kind of floored at how good it really was and how good she is. And Pink, her name is Alicia. Alicia Beth Moore is her real name, but Pink is what she's called in her professional career and has done so many great songs and has also a great group that has worked with her. A very talented lady, a singer, a songwriter, an actress, and plus, she's got her act together. She knows what's going on. So Pink did a song called Cover Me in Sunshine, and it's a wonderful song. So let's give a listen to Pink doing Cover Me in Sunshine. Pink.
I I've been dreaming, friendly faces. I've got so much time to kill. Just imagine people laughing. I know someday we will. And even if it's far away, get me through another day. Cover me in sunshine, shower me with good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine. From a distance, all these mountains are just some tiny hills. Wild flowers, they keep living a while. They're just there still. I've been missing yesterday, but what if there's a better place? Cover me in sunshine.
Cover me in sun. What a great song. What a great artist. And I guess, as far as I'm concerned, that's a case of you can't tell a book by the cover, because that's what I did. I put that aside and said, I'm not interested in that. And then I got to watching Pink do a concert and went, my word, what is, how did I miss this? And why did I, it's ridiculous to judge a book by its cover. And that's what I found out about Pink. Pink is great.
Well, she was one of the first ladies to like do the pink hair.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no one else out there had the pink hair, but she did. She made it cool.
Yeah.
And now she doesn't do the pink hair as much. She, you know, she's in front of the trends, I think, a bit.
She's
and that's a little scary to a lot of folks that are traditionalists like me. I'm like you. It took years for me to like, okay, I'll turn it on. But she's amazing. She's
amazing.
Extremely talented.
Yeah. It took me a long time to understand that and to get to the bottom of that and to get to the really what's going on with that. Have you got a song or we're going to get one in?
No, I was going to let you talk about Cream a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, I mentioned mine, Tom Jones, Ain't No Sunshine.
Yeah,
I played it earlier today, so we've got it. But
we got
Cream on here. You can't go without commentary. Come on.
Cream. Cream is, of course, Eric Clapton and... I forgot the bass player's name, but there are three members of Cream, and they had a number of major hits, and one of them is called The Sunshine of Your Love, and Eric Clapton played guitar on that and played it very, very, very well. Ginger Baker, I think is his name, wrote it and sang it. I think that's correct. I don't have my notes in front of me, so I don't really remember, but I think that's correct. But Sunshine of Your Love was done years and years and years
Ginger ago. Baker and Jack Bruce with Eric Clapton.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm sorry, Bruce sang it then, didn't he?
I think so.
Bruce sang it and wrote it, Sunshine of Your Love. But Eric Clapton played, you'll hear a lot of wah-wah guitar. What's a wah-wah? I have a wah-wah.
The wah-wah pedal.
I have a wah-wah they call a crybaby at home that I love so much.
I have the crybaby myself.
It's
a lot of fun.
It's fun.
You can click it and then it goes dead, and then you click it back on, and then you've got it rolling with your foot.
You click it and it can come back to regular guitar, and you click it and you can play it with your foot. And if you know how to use one correctly, and wah-wah has been used in many, many, many hit songs, and one day I'll do a whole segment on wah-wah and how it can affect different songs and has affected different ways, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But Cream, Sunshine of Your Love. Great, great group. I don't think they stayed together that long because Eric Clapton went out on his own after a while.
Years active, 66 through 68. Then one, little reprisal in 93.
Right.
They got back together. And then in 05. So they played under Reaction, Polydor, Atco, RSO, and Reprise Records during those. But the hiatus, that was from almost 1970 to 93. So a little over 25-year break.
Wow.
And then got back together.
Then go back.
In 93, that was my graduating high school year.
Wow.
Yeah, been a while. And then they came back around in 05.
Eric Clapton can play with anybody. Oh, I mean, he's so...
I cut some beautiful stuff up this past week with Smokestack Lightning.
Yes.
And Eric Clapton. Great stuff.
Oh, great.
Great stuff.
Eric Clapton has played with everybody, but let's just head out with Sunshine of Your Love.
It's getting near dawn when lights close the tired eyes. I'll soon be with you, my love. Surprise. I'll be with you, darling, soon. I'll be with you when the stars start.
Plan a visit to Grammy Museum, Mississippi to experience Highway 61.
Traveling America's Music Highway now through the fall 2024. This exhibit will take visitors on a journey down the famous Highway 61, exploring music sites, artifacts, and celebrating the artists that played a major role in shaping American music history. Artists like Muddy Waters, Ann Peoples, Dr. John, Conway Twitty, and Bobby Rush, to name a few. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events,
visit GrammyMuseumMississippi.org.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
I feel more Buick Jeep.
Awesome. What's different about us? I don't really know. No matter how I try, I just can't make a cry. What you trying to do now?
All right, Lance, who's that? You got to tell us.
You got some Rolling Stones with Jimmy Page.
Wow. Yeah,
what a beauty.
Yeah, really. There's so many hidden gems that we'd never get to hear.
Man, I get blown away all the time by just, you know, it's hard to sit down and be still sometimes.
Yeah.
And then just hit a song and then go over to the right side and see all the tracks that just relate and hit the ones you never would hit and go, okay, well, and then you go, whoa, hold on. Who played with who again? And this is what?
There you go.
And it's always, like I said, I know I'll get in a rabbit hole. It's going to be hours when I do it. So once you sit down, though, it's always fun.
I was doing some research on YouTube for songs the other day and ended up listening to a song, and there was a comment on there from somebody who was listening to it. He said, I'm doing the same thing I did in the 70s. I'm going to put on my headphones, turn it up loud, and lay down on the carpet and listen.
I love being here by myself because I get to go in the production room and jack up the volume in there as loud as I can stand.
Just take it.
And love it. And no one's here, so I don't. Every now and again, the cleaning guys will come through and they're like, what is he doing in there?
Get out of here.
I'm jamming, man. Come on. I'm jamming.
All right. We better. You know what? I promised Shirley we'd talk about
this. Yeah, and last thing I want to mention. You turned me. I always knew the Bellamy Brothers.
Yeah.
You did Kathy's Clown. I guess it was probably a month ago that we threw that one in. And I revisited the Bellamy Brothers the other day, and I found an amazing song. I'd heard it before and totally forgot about it, called Old Hippie.
Yeah, oh,
and
yeah.
I'm running that one through here today, too. So just so you know, it was one of the – thank you for reminding me about the Bellamy Brothers.
Bellamy Brothers has been around and had many, many, many hit records.
Yeah. I didn't mean to derail the Shirley Needs You.
That's right. We didn't talk about Shirley a little bit in her windows. Shirley, first off, I think your house is charming. The picture that you've shown us with that light green or soft soft green shutters and soft green door. And the two picture windows, I'm sure, is what you're talking about. And they do add charm. They do add an awful lot of charm to the house. But I would dare say they're probably single glazed windows, one layer of glass. And without those shades or blinds that are on them, an awful lot of heat would be pouring into that house. One suggestion would be a replacement, which that size window is going to be very expensive. You're talking about probably, $1,200 a window, and that's the that's not including the installation, which is the most important part. So you're probably looking at a pretty good investment in replacing those. Now, you said there's some decay at the bottom of the window. There are people who can come and take a window like that and actually do a repair job on the decay at the bottom if it's not too bad. Sometimes it's too bad to replace, and it's nothing but a Band-Aid fix when you really try to patch something that has gone too far. And if those windows have gone too far, then you will have to replace them. And to replace them with a plate glass picture window, which is similar to that, but would be like insulated glass and tempered glass and low E, it would be, expensive. So you'd have to, in my thinking, in order to replace them, you'd have to have a combination of like a couple of twins that, because then you could, vinyl won't make a window that wide in one piece because it's just not strong enough. So they're going to demand that a twin be put in there on each side. And a twin can be put in there with the same kind of light pattern that you have if you happen to like light pattern that square. Replacements are going to be expensive. Repair might be able to be done. But there's an awful lot of gain in window replacement and using the best low E glass that's available. An awful lot of savings. I know it's just a rental property, and you don't like putting that kind of money into it, and that's nothing but good sense. But still in all, you want it to be a very energy-efficient type home running the best way that it can. I admit, it is charming looking that way, but I would suggest probably if I went out there and took a look at it, new windows, and then I'd go home and put on my thinking cap and look at all the availability of type windows that can fit in that kind of hole. The hole size doesn't matter. Most window manufacturers can custom size a window without any problem at all down to fractions of an inch. And they will do just as required if you ask for that. Some people only sell standard size windows, and that's all they'll deal with. They won't want to mess with custom size windows. With that kind of window that you're talking about there, you're probably talking about a custom size windows, and replacement's going to take a while. Probably going to take about 4 to 6 weeks to get in, and then the work to be involved in that would be pretty extensive to take a window like that out and replace it. But replacement is your best option. It is also probably your more expensive option. Fixing can be done. And like I said the first time, it really depends on how far decayed the bottom rail is. So I hope that helps you at all, Shirley. And if you've got more questions, hey, you can email me. I'll give you my email address. And you just, hey, write it. Anybody wants to write it down, send me a question, do so at bslow07@aol.com. That's bslow07@aol.com, and I'll be happy to talk to you about that more and give you more information on that. So, Shirley, thank you for the text. We appreciate it, and we appreciate the picture that you sent us. Hey, let me take a minute to tell you about Rebel Hardware. Great hardware store. I mean, they have many stores here in Central Mississippi, and they're open on Saturdays. And at one of the Rebels, or probably at all of the Rebels, there's something special going on today, because that's what Revel does. They take Saturdays and make it a day of celebration almost. It's fun to go in there. You can always, at one of the stores, they're probably cooking something, using a green egg somewhere like that, which they sell all of that equipment, all the barbecue equipment you'll ever need, all the outdoor power equipment you can get from there. Outdoor Service Center in Pearl, where they have gravely equipment and just great brand names of zero-turn mowers and trailers to haul it away with, and weed whackers, and just anything you'd need to get into business in, or if you have a business and you already have a zero-turn mower and it needs some work to be done on it, Revel Hardware can do that. Revel Power Equipment Center. We appreciate their sponsorship of this Handyman Show. They are great people, people at Revel Ace Hardware. They understand the word service, believe me. And you know how I just dwell on how important customer service is. I think that's the most important thing. And Revel is just one of the better ones at that that I know. Revel Ace Hardware, appreciate them. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Biltmore, Mississippi. Bill of Mississippi Studios.
You've been MCF for so long. It's going to take some conditioning.
I know. Okay. I know a certain marketing company that wants to beat me up because of that.
Yeah, like he's going to get it. Yeah, but it will. I have to read this long, and it's an honor that you have great sponsors.
Yes.
But when you do the high school football scoreboard show, like each year, the name gets one word longer, and so it throws you off. So they throw a Mississippi, and then and you're like, yeah, it's like by the end of it, I had remembered it. Finally, it took like 15 weeks.
Really?
But once I got it, I was like, it's in there. I could say it.
It
took 14 weeks of having to read it every time.
Understand?
So I know how you feel, bud.
It's like I've got to get this Build Mississippi down because they're an important segment in the state. They're an initiative of the Mississippi Concrete Association, which they're no longer called. But what they do is they want to make sure that every Mississippian that wants to get into the workforce and be able to use their hands on any type of project at all, whether it be landscaping or HVAC or electrical or welding or large equipment, anything at all, Build Mississippi really does teach that. They have great teaching facilities too in the state right now. Plus, they'll talk about trade schools, high schools, and they want to support you any way they can in getting you involved in industry in Mississippi. Because believe me, there's like hundreds of thousands of jobs available in Mississippi in that particular industry, in the building industry, in the construction industry, and in the manufacturing industry. But there are not enough qualified people, and you can easily get qualified just very short period of time and really know what you're doing and step into what would be a very, very good paying job, a job with a future and a job with growth. Build Mississippi, great organization. And you can get in touch with them by going to buildmississippi.com. And that will get you right to them. And you can, on their website, there's wonderful, wonderful information. So check it out. You'll be happy you did. Great organization. They really are.
I wonder if Brent's going to get us some updated lids. I had the wonderful MCEF hat, and I know him. He's definitely got a new brand on because they had the hats are great.
I'll tell you something about Brent. I've been trying to get in touch with him for
he's so busy.
He's been so busy with this name change and all the things that are going on in the state competition coming up. Mm-hmm. Plus the national competition coming up, and they just did the state competition like 2 weeks ago down at the Trademark. A very, very busy person, and I'm certainly not faulting him for not being available the last few weeks because I know that he's been, and plus they've had board meetings and all sorts of things, so I know that he's been busy, but great organization. You'll be happy you did. Hey, let's talk a little bit about glass. I know. We talk about it all the time, but it used to be single glazed glass was all that was required and all that people needed. Now, they changed that and realized that insulated glass is really a better way to go. That's two layers of glass with a dead air space in the middle. And that's what was used a long time in Mississippi or around the country for putting in windows. And it wasn't required that doors have insulated glass in them. I don't understand that, but that's the way it was. Nowadays, insulated glass has gotten even better than it was. by applying low E, low emissive glass. And you can get just basic low E, or you can get low E squared, or you can get three layers of low E in there with argon gas in the middle. And if you end up changing all the windows in your house and you get the highest grade of low E glass available, it is going to be so energy efficient because of that. Sun no longer pours into your house. Heat doesn't transfer through this low E with argon very well, so the heat on the outside in the summertime stays on the outside in the summertime. And in the wintertime, the heat on the inside stays, is reflected right back to the inside. So I really do believe in low E glass. I think low E is probably the way to go. I will say that sometimes, well, I don't use low E glass in a replacement when I'm doing like one window on a house that has insulated glass throughout. They have clear insulated glass all the way through it. And to put in one low E glass window, it may look a little different because it does have a slight tint to it or a light color to it. It's either a bluish or greenish. Some can even be bronze. But low E comes in many different colors. They need to standardize that, in my opinion. They really do need to standardize where low E comes in just one color only. And
I think you need to make the green one just for banks.
Yeah, just
because I think every bank uses the green one. And then you see it on a house, you're like, does the banker live there?
Banks.
Yeah, I mean, really, I had a friend of my mother's had low E installed. And when she went into the studio, obviously the lighting was a little different, so sure, they installed it and it was the banker low E glass,
right.
And then when she saw it in the light, she's like, no, so they had to come out and take all that out and put new in, and it was a beautiful home, you know, when these brand new ground up. And I rode over to see it first because she asked. I said, no, we talk about low E all the time.
Yeah.
And I went and looked at it. I said, yep, that's the banker's glass, that's the low E green.
But it's
beautiful,
so
stuff.
Oh, energy
beautiful.
Efficient compared to what regular insulated glass is. I mean, it's amazing.
But yeah, you won't see the greenish tint when on homes too much, but you do see them on like commercial buildings a lot.
You do see, indeed, more on commercial buildings than you would anywhere else. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't you go away.
You are the only thing to help.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Gets off on country music, cause disco left him cold. And he's got young friends and a new wave, but he's just too friggin' old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. How the music made him happy and the silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes, and he has to wonder why.
All right, Handyman Show. That's the Bellamy Brothers. I don't want to go back into music, but during maybe 15 years ago, there was a bunch of people that were critiquing the Bellamy Brothers, saying that, oh, their songs are so just meant for pop radio and so almost, you know, generate that particular interest. I don't care what you say about their song. They're great. They did a good job on them as well. And I did happen to like the Bellamy Brothers, and still happen to like the Bellamy Brothers. I saw them just the other about a month ago on the Old Opry. They're at Old Opry. Great group. I should correct that. I saw them on TV. I wasn't in Nashville. But at any rate, they were.
Have you ever been to a show at the Grand Ole Opry? I mean, I've been there, but I've never been to listen.
I've been to the Grand Ole Opry, but I've been to the new one. I have never been to the old one at that at beautiful, beautiful auditorium there where the Grand Ole Opry originated. I've been to the one that was built at Opryland, where the Opry is held nowadays.
Yeah, I've been to the old one, but never. I only saw it. Right. There was no performances going on.
Right.
You could go in and check it out, but man, what a cool place.
Oh, well, yeah.
I was there for some meeting 20-something years ago.
Really? Yeah,
but really neat.
The new one's pretty nice, too. I got to see a bunch of famous, you know, great people there and enjoyed being there the whole time, but it was a lot of fun. But at any rate.
And I love the fact that they call it an Opry.
Opry.
Instead of an opera.
Yes.
Good old Opry. Yeah. Love it.
I do. That's just us down here in the South.
This is
what we do. We are a little bit different. All right. Working with wood, it's always a project that feels good. I mean, whether you're creating a fine wooden instrument, building a home, or building a simple flower box or birdhouse, anything that you complete that you build with wood, and you have to remember, wood came from a tree. It's just. It makes you feel so good inside. It's like you're really doing something worthwhile. Building with wood is an awful lot of fun, and it does give you an awful good feeling to it. Building with wood is wonderful to do. I love any type of wood, all types of wood. And some of them just have beautiful, beautiful aromas to them as well. Wood is a great product, and not to be confused. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, have you ever tried to make a wooden bat?
I never have.
I was just curious. There was a company I bought a couple from that made them up in North Mississippi.
Sure.
And there is a substantial difference in people that really make bats for a living and then those that make them and sell them. I mean, it was something as a baseball guy. I love a wood bat. I've got quite a few that are broken and cracked. But, I mean, I've always wanted to learn how to make a wooden bat. And I guess that's for a future conversation.
It is for a future.
But I would like to know the tools I would need to do that and then try to, you know, make it professionally, the weight and all it works out. You know, I'm just curious. It's a very unique skill set, but I've tried, and that's a tough deal.
Do you have a power laser? A lathe.
I can find one.
That's what you'd need to build a bat with for sure, is a power lathe to get all the wood chipped away and do it properly. But yeah, that's best.
What is your favorite piece of wood? Like, as far as a cut goes, what style wood, I guess?
I really, really like rosewood a lot. I think rosewood is gorgeous, gorgeous. And I also like redwood if it's done properly. But rosewood is probably my favorite. And then I'm also somewhat of a teak freak. Those are my favorites.
Teak's some good stuff.
Teak's wonderful. I mean, a lot of boats have teak on the inside, and that's what it's done with, is inside with teak, because teak can really withstand moisture, weather changes, and a lot of things going on like that.
One of the prettier ones around that, I think, and you see them this time of year because they get blown over by storms, and they'll split and crack, but the red oak, it is obvious, it's a beautiful wood. Oh, it must be very brittle, because you see them down a lot and split a lot, but that is such a beautiful piece of wood,
is
the red oak.
But there's so many good pieces of wood out there. A friend of mine brought some wood to me one time the wood was totally black in color, and it was so hard that you couldn't run it through a table saw because the blade couldn't cut it. And it was like iron hard.
Yeah.
I think it was called ironwood. I'm not sure.
Would have,
But and it was heavy, too. Yeah. I mean, just a little piece was very heavy. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Maybe somebody knows more about Ironwood than I do. They can send me a...
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to look that one up while we're still here. Yeah,
check it out and find out what we can find out about it. All right. Hey, Atlas Foundation, one of the better foundation companies in the sound of my voice. They can fix your slab foundation in no time at all. It'll take a day, day and a half at most. Two men, small truck, not a whole plethora of people driving in and digging up your yard and going under your house with concrete and mud jacking and all that kind of. No. Tony Arpino, really, Atlas Foundation, really knows how to do this and do it correctly and not be invasive to your living. And you can call them at 800-256-1010. That's Tony Arpino at Atlas Foundation. That's 1-800-256-1010. Tell him you heard about him on the Handyman Show, and he'll be happy to talk to you about your foundation and maybe can solve your problems over the phone. So Tony's a good man.
Well, and I wanted to mention on a follow-up, the American hornbeam, okay? Copernicus carolinia, that is the ironwood, blue beech ironwood, smooth barked ironwood, and most of that grows in the eastern part of North America.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's the American hornbeam is probably the piece of wood that you're referring to. And there's some pictures. But it looks to me like almost every continent has its own version of an ironwood.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of different ones, but very interesting there. Australia has several different types, I think. So
The one I'm talking about didn't come from the States. He had imported it from some other, I forgot, South America, or I forgot where it came from.
But you had the Bolivian ironwood and all kinds of
things. It was like amazingly hard.
That's what it, reading about it, it says extremely hard.
It's a
species of extremely hard wood, yeah.
Don't try to drive a nail in it, because it won't go.
And if you're using a pneumatic nailer or making sure the battery on the battery is juiced up.
It is really juiced up.
Thanks for turning me on to that. I'm going to have to learn about ironwood. I might make a bat out of that if I can find a way to sand it down.
I do have a bad story. I'm going to tell you a little bit about a bad story. When we first moved into our home on Cape Cod, it was an older, of course it had been built in the 1800s sometimes, so it had radiators, and we removed the radiators because we got the regular kind of heater in there, and there was holes in the wooden floor, and we wanted to keep the wooden floors, and the only way we could, my father came up with this, he did this himself, there was no way to fill those holes with anything, so he could put a baseball bat right down the hole until it wouldn't go any further, and then he pounded it just a little bit on the top, and then he sawed it off level with the floor, and the baseball bat was actually part of the flooring.
That is awesome. That is great ingenuity, too.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought that's pretty sharp.
That's another use for a tapered bat.
And see, I didn't realize how useful and how creative that was until later on in years. Because when he was doing it, it was like, man, that's what
you're ruining a bat. And he's like, no, I'm fixing the floor.
But that's right. Later on, I said, you know, that was pretty darn ingenious when you think about that. But that's what creativity can do and can make you that way. All right, you spent a couple hours listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And we'll be back next week. I hope every one of you tune in and tell your friends. The Handyman's on Super Talk from 10 to 12 every Saturday. Go to supertalk.fm. You can pull us up on TV on anywhere that you want to go. Buddy Slowick saying, talk to you next week.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Mississippi, the place you call home, is a state like no other. From the music, to the food, and the people, the Magnolia State has so many good things to celebrate. And now you can, each weekday afternoon from 2 to 3, on Good Things with Rebecca Turner, Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour, bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and all the good things to do. Life doesn't always have to be serious, so let's have fun. Good Things with Rebecca Turner, weekdays from 2 to 3, on Super Talk Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Thomas Trammell, owner of Family Termite and Environment. We're a family-owned and operated business, and we care about our customers and treat them like family. In Mississippi, we have all four seasons and every weather condition, sometimes all in the same day. Environmental changes attract different types of household pests to our homes. No matter what type of pest you're dealing with, Family Termite is here to answer your questions and help find a solution. Call us for all your pest and termite control needs. That's Family Termite at 601-933-1014.
On the back.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.